Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Race Card. This is Race Card on this Saturday morning. It's just after 11 o'clock. Gareth Hall with you. Great to be with you. And it's a big day of racing across the three codes, but especially in the dogs with the Melbourne Cup tonight. And then we've got Group 1 racing in the Winterbottom Stakes there in Perth. Wait for Age race over the 1,200 metres. We've also got some terrific racing there in Melbourne, of course, with the Sipping Classic. It'll be interesting to see how this track plays with the weather around. I've also got some terrific racing there at Rose Hill, and it is George Moore Stakes Day up there in Brisbane with their summer carnival in full swing. But we had the first heats of the Inter-Dominion last night in terrible conditions. There was some interesting results there, and a man that watched it closely was our harness racing guru here on SEN in Darren Carroll. Darren, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Gareth. Yeah, it was horrendous conditions early, wasn't it? Probably got better as the night went on, but earlier on, it was very tough going for all participants.
Yeah, we'll go back and have a look at the heats one by one. We'll start with the first of the Trotters heats at Albion Park last night. And I think there was a few of us keen on Mufasa Metro to lead all of the way, but we probably weren't thinking that Olivici would land leaders back. And once Olivici landed leaders back, he was going to be awfully hard to beat.
Yeah, the two, my ultimate Eddie galloped in the score up and probably took no part in the race, and that allowed Olivici to get leaders back, and that was the difference in the race, Gareth. I'm pretty confident that if Olivici had to sit parked outside, as we thought would probably have to happen, then we reversed the results. So full credit to Chris Lang, he took the most of it and opportunity was there. But I thought Mufasa Metro was only just a run, really. But Olivici nice. Constantinople went a good race. Nothing really out of the ordinary coming out of the race, I didn't think. Did you think the same?
No, I thought, Olivici's a progressive type. It's good to see him put his hand up in a race like that. I think Mufasa Metro, he's a place chance at best in the Inter-Dominion. I don't think he's ever going to win because he tries to make his own luck and he's just vulnerable in the concluding stages. But he's never really far away. But Olivici, I think he's a small winning chance for the series now.
Yeah, with his gate speed, Mufasa Metro always gives himself a chance to be there. And Olivici, definitely in the top five, but we'll see how it goes throughout the series.
So the big story out of night one, I think, was the performance of Rock and Roll Do. There was a query in his performance and there was some reasonings, I think, from Michael Stanley, but nothing really I can read in the steward's report that there was any major drama with him. He was out the back in difficult conditions. It was probably the toughest time of the night there to compete in. And he came out three wide without cover after Future Assured went to the front and he never looked like winning. He didn't get any points. He was down the track back in seventh, Rock and Roll Do. So Future Assured was too good for Tommy Lincoln and Kaneda Pravlima. So, it was a race dominated with the horses on pace. So I don't know what to make of this heat.
Yeah, it was fence, Gareth. And you're right, it was the worst of the conditions. Rain was going sideways at this stage. It's interesting, I asked the good judges up there how to play this track. And they told me the last place you want to be is making ground three wide if they're going a fast section down the back. And that's where he was. Rock and Roll Do was making that run three wide. They went 26-6 the third quarter, and therefore it was just impossible for him to get into the race. They just went too quick at that point of the race. And if we're talking about the way the weather was at that time, 26-6 is lightning quick. So I think they just put paid to him. Yeah, there's probably issues, but let's see how he backs up Tuesday before we panic, I suppose.
No, I think, like, I still think he was disappointing in a way that he didn't really finish off and didn't get past horses like, I know Spirits St. Louis, a quality performer, but I Cast No Shadow and those type of horses. So
I Cast No Shadow beat him home.
Yeah, and he didn't get beat just. He got beat 17 metres. So he was 10 metres further back behind Spirit of St. Louis. Now, I think the conditions played a part. There's no doubt about that.
It did, because it was all the fence. The top five were all fence going. Yeah. So.
But half an hour later, Better Eclipse won. Like, Better Eclipse is like in the zone, thinking that he's a definite, like, he's a better chance than Rock and Roll do now in the Inter Dominion.
We underestimate him, don't we?
Yep.
Arrogant Drive, he just put him to the race at the right time. They come home in 26.5. It was just the way he did it, though. He's just push button, isn't he? And we know he can handle the series. We know he's got Greg Sugars, who's just, you know, one of the best in the world, probably world-class driver. He's a live chance. We can't discount him, and I think he made a statement last night to say, hey, don't forget about me.
Yeah, I think that he's a massive chance, that horse, Better Eclipse, especially if he draws low. The only concern for mine, if he didn't have that, and Greg Sugars joined me on Giddy Up the other day, if he didn't have that hiccup, say, in a race like the Victoria Cup, when he took on the big boys and failed, if you erase that race from your mind, he's one of the most informed paces in the country at the moment, Better Eclipse.
We chatted about this the other day. He's probably a better chance not drawing well.
Yeah.
His best chance is he sways in, leave the phone, go to war, and he's sitting on them. So
yeah.
I think in the Victoria Cup, he had to be used off the gate. And I'm not sure that's really his go. So,
yeah.
I think that's his best chance. But yeah, he's a chance.
And he drives him well as well. Like, you're right. If he doesn't have to do any work, then he can put him into that race. And I'm pretty sure under the circumstances, Michael Stanley might have done that if it was a dry day or he could actually see from the back of the field. I think when you more I look at that replay now with Rock and Roll Doer, I think he can forget that run and hopefully he can bounce back on Tuesday. Yeah. Leap to Fame. He has drawn bad. We'll get to those races in just a moment. Leap to Fame does what Leap to Fame does. He sat on the pace and won. I don't know if we learnt too much there. Duex won a place for us, which was good.
Yep. It was just pretty regulation, wasn't it, Gareth? So he found the front. Buzzed home in 26.4 again, you know, so the times wise. He was super impressive, soft, did everything we would have expected him to do. I thought Narano was really good, actually, because he made a mid-race move, and I thought he was outstanding, really, so... might be a sneaky race for him throughout the series, but you need to find the right race. Deus Ex went to how we thought it would lead, take the sit. That was his opportunity. I thought he just sort of battled into third, and I don't think I'd be going back to that well again.
No. Then we move on to Swayze. He did enough, didn't he? That's what Swayze does. What did you make of his effort?
Exactly right. He did what he had to do. We always know that he finds another gear when something comes close to him, but nothing ever came close to him. So he just let him amble out of the gate. Smart drive. It was a smart Inter Dominion heat drive, Gareth. He saved a bit of petrol in the tank and did it easy. So a little playboy and turn it up. They were, you know, sound efforts. Nothing really come off the speed out the back. So, yeah, I think it went the way we thought it would be, but was nice. It was a nice pipe opener considering where he's been travelling overseas and New Zealand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good start to the series for him.
Massive concerns for Queen Alita. Plymouth Chubb went past her like she was standing still.
Yeah.
What did you make of her? I just looked at the replay then. She got the front easy. She was disappointed.
Plymouth Chubb was my best roughie for the series, but I didn't think he could do what he did last night. I just thought, you know, he was probably the fifth or sixth best in the race, and I just thought he's the kind of horse that will improve over the series because he came back looking like he was in foal.
Yeah.
And, he will improve, no doubt whatsoever, but I had no idea he could do that. They'd come home in 27.7. I thought she was a bit flat, you know. He just went straight past her. So a bit of a shock. Do we panic? The next one's more impressive, but he'll need to improve. She will need to improve, off that to be able to win. Plymouth Chubb, if he keeps going through, then he might be a contender.
Yeah, like that was so impressive. Cameron Hart in the gig. He's a wonderful driver, isn't he, C. Hart?
Yeah.
They just run for him.
And he's not really renowned for his speed, Plymouth Chubb.
No.
More of a tough type horse. He did win a heat of the Great Southern Star last year, but he's not renowned for coming off a sit and just doing that. That was blistering, really.
Yep. It was sensational. Just Believe did it in second gear. He got crossed and then he worked to the front, and then he'll be a lot shorter now for the final, I would imagine.
Yes, with Queen Elida getting beating, he'll be a lot shorter. Another classic Greg Sugar's heat winning drive. Did it perfectly, let it unfold, and knew that he had the best horse, so knew he'd get the front, and he just won it with ease, really.
Having a look at the draws now for the pacing heat round number two, Pete Said So's drawn barrier number one, Speak the Truth 2, Tis a Sizzler 3, Jewess X 4, Send It 5, Mr. McLaren, Rock and Roll Do outside that front row, Swayze's 8, Miracle Moose 9, Northview Hustler 10, Future of Sword 11, and Can't Find a Better Man 12. That's an interesting race. See what Rock and Roll Do can do from that draw.
Yeah, it is an interesting race. He'll be a little bit concerned, won't he, about what he does tactically, but he's going to have to put him into the race because he's going to have to earn points. He can't afford to sit back. So it's really interesting. Swayze's an awkward draw, but, it's not the end of the world if he doesn't win, is it, Gareth?
No.
I'd be reluctant to be betting too confidently into that race based on the barrier draw and how it's unfolded.
Better Eclipse still looks the horse to beat in race number three despite the draw. There's no real big guns there. Captain Shaffle's barrier 10. Narano 7 was good the other night. Manila Playboy's drawn 4. Tim's a Trooper in 3. Turn It Up 1.
Yeah, I thought based on his win last night, then, he'd be clearly the one to beat there.
Yeah. Leap to Fame's got a second.
He'll be a very short favourite, won't he?
He'll win. And Leap to Fame's got a second row draw. He should just roll to the front whenever he wants, basically, in race four.
Yep, they all look like their hand-up jobs there. He'll be $1.10 again.
Yeah, and Queen Elena's drawn barrier 3 against Olavici, Mari Law, Constantinople. Be interesting to see if she can bounce back.
She has to bounce back. If she doesn't, then the other one will be starting very, very short price favourite. But, I think she'll get the job done there, Gareth.
And then we've only got two heats of the trotters and three heats, of course, for the paces there on Saturday night because it's over the longer trip. And now we've got, Plymouth Chubb Barry 2 takes on Just Believe inside second row. If he goes, he'll lead Plymouth Chubb.
He flies the gate. Sarah Fahrenheit flew the gate last night, but they'll be happy to take a sit. Plymouth Chubb will lead. He's not a hand-up horse either, so it's going to be a race, this one. So this will be defining of how the series goes to a large degree, but Just Believe, again, doesn't have to be given a gut buster. But Plymouth Chubb, certainly will be very interesting to see how he goes.
I wonder if the markets are other markets out for these races. Just having
Fields come out late last night. So
they should be out
Tuesday. They're up, Gareth.
We're looking for some value. Pete Said So, $5. Speak the Truth, $4.60. Swayze, $2. Rock and Roll Do's a bet, isn't he? $5.
Not off the back of last night.
No,
I think it's a dangerous race to get too involved in because of the barrier draws.
Yeah.
Second round heat.
Yeah, Better Eclipse at $2.20.
That seems like a good bet to me, Gareth.
I just think with Rock and Roll Do,
$4.60.
Yeah, I think with Rock and Roll Do that if he gets conditions to suit, no excuses. Michael Stanley was talking him up before round one, so I think he needs to make a statement. Leap to Fame $1.25 as expected. Queen Elida $1.65. That's short, but she's expected to lead. And then you've got Plymouth.
Well, when you look at it, if you go Olavici 360, second pick. Well, Olavici hasn't been able to beat her.
No. With but either is Plymouth Chubb.
I know. Yeah. Mm.
And then you take 360 Plymouth Chubb. You could take him against Just Believe, could you, or not?
I probably want a little bit better price than the 360, Gareth.
Yep. All right, then.
I don't think I'll be rushing into 360.
And then you have a look at the future markets for the Inter-Dominion. So Leap to Fame, $1.80. Swayze, $3.80. I think they should still be closer together. Rock and Roll Deuce, $7.50. I know Better Eclipse, $7.50 has been the big mover, and Rock and Roll Do at $12. And then for the Trotters final, $1.60 Just Believe, $5 now Queen Alida, Olavici to $7.50, and Plymouth Chubb, $51 into $10. Mufaso Metro's been easy at $12.
Well, it's pretty thin, isn't it? Nothing outside what we saw last night, there's nothing outside those top four could win, could
No, 100%. Anything tonight for us, Daz?
I don't mind race 2, number 9, Magnetic Terror. Andy Gaff got a run in every race tonight, so I'm hoping he had a good night. So I like race 2, number 9. First up, it was very good. Fitter, okay, second row, barrier draw. Just found a suitable race for me, race 2, number 9, Magnetic Terror. And the other one I don't mind is race 4, number 9, Cool Night. Again, Andy Gaff, but this is a 3-year-old. He went very good throughout the three-year-old Breeders' Crown Series. So he ran fourth last week and it was an excellent run. This is a 1,200-metre race, but Andy and Kate just win these races for fun. They just win them every time. So they love these races. They set them up. They know how to drive them. I know it's a tricky draw, but I think it's the best horse in the race. So race 2, number 9, Magnetic Terror, and race 4, number 9, Cool Night.
Good on you, mate. We'll chat during the week on Giddy Up.
See you,
guys. Great to catch up with Darren Carroll. 16 minutes past 11, or 19 minutes past 11, I should say. Let's take a quick break on the other side of it. We'll start to preview the Melbourne Cup and the Greyhounds. And a young kid by the name of Will Norman, who is a part owner of Tim Zoo, has got some story to tell, and he'll be telling us that story straight after this.